From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Special Forces have killed a key Islamic State leader in Syria. As Heather Murdoch reports from Cairo, the U.S.-led coalition killed a Tunisian known as Abu Saif, captured his wife, and freed a Yazidi woman who was being held as a slave.
The U.S.-led coalition said it killed a senior Islamic State leader known as Abu Saif and captured his wife, Saif. In Washington, Defense Secretary Ash Carter said in a statement that the operation represents another significant blow to IS. Officials say Abu Saif was also involved in managing the Islamic State's illegal oil trade that was once a significant source of funding for the group. But from a public relations standpoint, the announcement may have disappointed U.S. officials because Abu Saif was not all that famous. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
An Egyptian court in Cairo has sentenced former President Mohamed Morsi and more than 100 other defendants to death for a 2011 mass prison break. The sentences were handed down Saturday. The Grand Mufti, Egypt's top religious authority, will make the final decision on the rulings June 2nd. The former president also faces espionage charges. A lawyer for Morsi said he would appeal his client's death sentence. Clashes between Houthi rebels and pro-government forces killed or injured dozens of people across South Yemen on Saturday, including civilians. A ceasefire in the country is set to expire late Sunday. Violence in the city of Taiz claimed at least 12 lives and injured dozens more in what Yemeni government officials said was rebel shelling of several neighborhoods. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets Sunday in Beijing with China's President Xi Jinping. It's the cap of a two-day visit dominated by trade issues and territorial disputes pitting China against a host of U.S. allies in Southeast Asia. Details of the talks have not been announced. But as Bill Ide reports, they follow warnings Saturday from China's foreign minister that Beijing maintains unshakable determination to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity.
China has been building up reefs and outcroppings at seven sites in disputed waters in the South China Sea, constructing a military-sized airstrip on Fiery Cross Reef and massively expanding their total area. The United States is concerned, and Secretary of State John Kerry repeated that view during a visit to Beijing Saturday following meetings with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi.
I urged China, through Foreign Minister Wang, to take actions that will join with everybody in helping to reduce tensions and increase the prospect of a diplomatic solution.
During his two-day visit to Beijing, Secretary Kerry will meet with military and civilian leaders, including President Xi Jinping, on Sunday. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Burundi's government made several arrests Saturday in connection with a failed coup attempt earlier this week. The group included generals and two police commissioners. A presidential spokesman told VOA's Gabe Josselot that the leader of the coup attempt, General Gofwa Nyumbare, remains at large. President Pierre Nkurunziza was in Tanzania for a regional summit on Burundi's political situation when the coup attempt was announced on Wednesday. That move followed weeks of unrest after President Nkurunziza said he would seek a third term. President Obama used his weekly media address to focus on creating opportunities for all Americans, especially those who feel a sense of unfairness and powerlessness. The president pointed to such programs as Social Security, the Earned Income Tax Credit, and the Affordable Care Act as examples of projects that have helped struggling Americans.
We all want our country to be one where hard work pays off and responsibility is rewarded. We want a place where you can make it if you try.
Mr. Obama will travel to Camden, New Jersey, one of America's poorest cities, but one whose police force is thought of as a model. And in U.S. horse racing, Kentucky Derby winner American Pharoah won the 140th Preakness Stakes in Baltimore, Maryland. Running in a driving rainstorm, American Pharoah finished the race in 1 minute 58.46 seconds, more than 7 lengths ahead of Taylor Verve. Divining Rod was third. The final race of the Triple Crown, the Belmont Stakes, is June 6th in New York. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.